Episode 2234, How to Show Real Love.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How are you doing this fine weekend? I hope that you are enjoying warmer weather. I know for us, the temperatures are slowly rising, not fast enough in my opinion. Eventually, yes, this too shall pass and the snow and the ice will melt away. But today, it's Relationship Builders Day. How to show real love. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When you're in a marriage, there are always ups and downs. But one thing that I know for sure that must be adopted to grow closer together as a couple is how to show real love. I don't know about you, but I can't remember my mom or dad sitting me down telling me how to show real love. Christiane, let me just go through the birds and the bees and the honey nut trees. Okay, we're not going there. But you know what I mean? I mean, let's be real here. We're talking about real love, but most of us don't have this kind of conversation. Now, I was very blessed that they did, meaning they, my mom and dad, modeled it to the best of their ability. But the other influences came from television. Do you think that was really good? What about the movies, the few that I saw, and just interactions from seeing other couples together, from family to friends to strangers? The rest was left to my imagination. Now, for some, that might be okay. For others, maybe not. But what amazes me is that we spend so much time and money on stuff that really doesn't matter. Yet we aren't willing to put in the effort for a fabulous marriage. Your marriage is so important. It's time to advance your reach to show real love. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Advance your reach. Now, please understand, I am not asking you to sacrifice your identity. Some people say, okay, I know you're coming at this because I've got to be selfless and not selfish. Yes, that's one point. But really what I'm asking you to do is to contribute, not just consume. We are so good as human beings at consuming. We consume food. I love food. We consume financial resources. What about the natural resources? Your water, you know, electricity, right? We're really good at doing that. We take away trees, hopefully we replenish them, and we even consume time. But very rarely do we look at our relationships as an opportunity to serve and to contribute. That's how you advance your reach. You have to contribute, not just consume. A marriage is not just a one way, like, hey, look at me. It's all about me over here. You said I do. That means I, me. No. But I do want to tell you this. Marriage is a two-way street, but it takes one in the relationship to move it forward. Does the other one eventually have to get on board? Yes. But see, I have people who will say, well, Christiane, I've been trying for a long time to show real love to my spouse. Have you really? And then they'll respond to me, well, yeah, I have. And I'll say, okay, how long? Oh, about a week. Oh, a couple days. Would you not give everything? Now, I understand that your spouse needs to give back too. I get that. It is a two-way street. But at some point, someone always has to make the first move. Go back to dating. You didn't both look at each other at the same time and say, ah, let's go on a date. No, someone took the initiative and made the first move. Same goes for a relationship and a committed relationship called marriage. Someone's got to be willing to go first. Eventually, yes, your spouse will catch on. And you will be returned and compensated, so to speak. If you want to think about your C's, contribute, consume, and compensated, you'll be compensated for your effort. And in my opinion, it comes back tenfold. But you can't sit here and measure everything. That's when marriages get in trouble, right? We keep score. This is not a football game. I love football, but marriage is not a football tackle sport. Okay, maybe so for some other areas in the bedroom, maybe it's fun to do something like that, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about contribution to the relationship, not just consumption, not just take, 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 but what about give, 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 give? Think about your day. What can you contribute on a daily basis that would be sprinkles of love? This is how you advance your reach. Think outside the norm. So I've got five questions in five different areas I want you to consider. And these are really just for thought, okay? Then I want you to put something into action based on your answers. There's not a one size fits all. You have to look at your relationship, your marriage. The questions fit everybody, but how the answers come out, no, it's all different. And there's no right or wrong. It's what works for you, your spouse, your relationship as a couple, and as a family unit. So number one, how can you contribute to the family? Not, hey, what can I get out of this? How can you contribute to the family? For example, you have children. Is it your spouse's responsibility to take the kids to and from their activities all the time? Now, I know for us, for a period of time when my husband was still in school and he was working hard at building his career, we made a decision that I was going to be responsible. I committed to taking care of the children as the primary person. If I couldn't do it, then we did not commit to it. Why? Because I could not depend upon his schedule. He was awesome. Schedule, not so much. So for us, as I would sign up for things in the community, as I would sign them up for activities, if I couldn't figure out how to take them and pick them up, even if I had to be creative outside the box, then it didn't happen. And the answer then was no. And that's not a reflection on my husband. It was a reflection of the season that we were in, that we both agreed that we were building his career and we needed to do what we needed to do for him. And then, yes, the kids did come first before that. But if he wasn't available, well, then we just could not make that happen. It had to be me. So how can you contribute to the family? Taking the kids to the activities, picking them up. Maybe you can actually sit down and work on homework. Why does mama always have to be the one to stay up late? Why does dad always get the chemistry problems, right? Think about how you can contribute to the family. Number two, what contribution can you offer for household responsibilities? This is what I consider the day-to-day running of the house, the dishes, the laundry, the vacuuming, the dusting, the stuff that really, honestly, nobody wants to do. Now, some of it, yeah, it can be somewhat of therapy work. But if your spouse was to help you, would that help you? Of course it would. So what contribution can you offer for household responsibilities? This week has been crazy for us. This winter weather has snuck into the South and wreaked havoc on states. Power outages, water main breaks. You've got water leaking into houses. You've got firefighters that cannot put out fires because they don't have enough water pressure. The lines are frozen. And they have to sit there and just make sure everyone's safe and then watch the rest of it burn. It has been one crazy week. But I look at all of this and we've all been home. All of us have been home. My husband hasn't gone into work. My son, who works at Amazon, hasn't been going to work. I mean, everything has come to a screeching halt because we're not built for that down here. Our airports have shut down. Now we are slowly getting water back, and we're under a boil order, which is the first time in the history in our area. Seriously? But guess what? The contribution my husband makes, he makes sure and comes in and tidies up the kitchen for me. When we had water, he would do the dishes. When we lost water, not so much. But he would tidy up so I didn't have to do it, even though I was fixing at least 2 meals a day, figuring out what to do. So what contribution can you offer for household responsibilities? Can you run the vacuum for your spouse? Surprise her. Can you dust your husband's office? Surprise him. What can you do? Remember, these are sprinkles of love. Number three, what can you contribute to spice up your love life? I know, guys, you're smiling. This is a fun one to talk about. I get it. But what can you contribute? Women, maybe you need to chase a little bit more. Maybe you need to have a little bit more fun. Something a little more enticing before actually the act of, right? So what can you contribute to spice up your love life? Why does the one person always have to be the one to initiate? I mean, think about it. Now, again, this is all personal. There's not a one size fits all. So you need to look at your situation, your relationship with your spouse and say, okay, what could I do? What can I do? And guess what? Have these questions and ask your spouse. Sweetheart, how can I contribute to the family more? Okay, if my husband asked me that, I'd be like, number one, it would come out of left field. And then I'd be like, okay, who took my husband? Because that's not a typical question I'm asked. How can you contribute to the family? What contribution can you offer for household responsibilities? What can you contribute to spice up your love life? Number four, how can you contribute to your spouse's dreams? How much do you talk about your own dreams? A lot of times we're really good at talking about ourselves, but we forget to ask about their dreams. Hun, what do you want to be when you grow up? You see yourself doing this till you're 70 years old? I say 70 now because like retirement keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed. I don't think I will ever retire. As long as I can talk and I can serve people, I think I will always be working. I just feel that in my bones because I don't see it as a job. For me personally, I see it as a service. So I don't look at, I'm going to retire and stop working at age 65. Nope, I don't have that kind of a job. You may wish I might stop because there's going to be a lot of episodes between now and then. If you think about it, let's not even go down there. It's already giving me a headache thinking about it. That's why I just take one day at a time, right? Leads to miles of greatness, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. One day at a time leads to miles of greatness. How can you contribute to your spouse's dreams? Start by asking. Did you know dreams change? And I'm not talking about the nighttime ones. Those are fun to ask about too. I'm talking about what are you really passionate about, hun, right now? Because as we get older, we grow. Our interests change. Our dreams change. They morph into something else. Have you even asked that question recently? I know some couples who haven't even addressed it for 10 or 15 years. They're still stuck on what they want to be when they grow up. And that's fine. I get it. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. That's why I say I'm never going to retire because I'm still a kid at heart and I keep living my life that way. I want to learn new things all the time. But have you asked your spouse that? How can you contribute to your spouse's dreams? And finally, number five, what can you contribute to your everyday? The sprinkles of love. What can you do? You can leave those sweet love notes on the mirror. Get that Expo marker. We need to have Expo as a sponsor for this program because I use a lot of them. I'm just saying. And I trust them. That's why I mention them. Sometimes those off brands leave marks and they don't completely erase. Just saying. So what can you contribute to your everyday sprinkles of love? Think about this. It's all about random acts of kindness in your marriage. You hear it spoken about for other people, but what about the person you committed to when you said, I do? Where do you give them random acts of kindness? We're great at giving arguments. We're great at stomping our feet and having our little adult temper tantrums. Put those to the side. Look at random acts of kindness. I know it's fun for me. I just get a Pepsi for my husband, a fresh one with fresh ice. He loves it. I don't do it all the time, but every once in a while, he's taking a shower. I come in, I take his cup, I go, wash it, put in fresh ice, that fresh Pepsi, and I bring it to him, and he gets out and he picks up his cup thinking that he just has a few little sips, and there he finds waiting for him his fresh Pepsi. Random acts of kindness. It's easy to take for granted what you always have. And then when it's missing, you wish you would have done some things differently. Don't have that moment. Learn how to show real love now rather than waiting until it's too late. Be present in your marriage. Contribute to your love nest by advancing your reach. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.